why people hold to these erroneous positions. So that's part of what I've been sharing, is that yes, there are some erroneous positions out there in Adventism, but brothers and sisters, we shouldn't ask whether he believes it or I believe it. I just heard of a brother that was opposing some of the prophetic understanding I have. He went all the way over to Europe to a meeting to oppose it. And he lifted up a couple men in Adventism and says, you know, those two men, they don't agree with Pippinger. We shouldn't ask whether any man agrees with anything. We shouldn't ask if our dad and mom understood it that way. We shouldn't ask if any human book writes it out that way. We should ask, is it truth? And the promise is, if we take any question to God's Word, the Spirit of Prophecy, the Bible, that He's willing to answer those questions for us. And brothers and sisters, these issues that we've been discussing are the very heart and core of the events connected with the close of probation, and they do impact. The correct understanding of these impacts whether we're going to be prepared for the time of trouble. If some of us are waiting for the personation of Christ to take place, and then we know the Sunday law is coming, that's a false idea that's setting us up for putting off the work of the early rain in our experience. Brothers and sisters, the message of the hour today is there's nothing left to happen except for God's people to get fully settled into the truth. That's the time period that we're in. In closing, Review and Herald, November 8, 1892. The day of test and purification is just upon us. Signs of a most startling character appear in floods and hurricanes and tornadoes and cloudbursts and casualties by land and by sea that proclaim the approach of the end of all things. The judgments of God are falling on the world, that men may be awakened to the fact that Christ will come speedily. The Lord is about to reveal the difference between the righteous and the wicked, for his fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat into his garner, but he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The time is upon us when the miracle-working power of the arch-deceiver will be more decidedly revealed. All his deceptions will increase in their delusive attractions, so that they will perplex and, if possible, deceive the very elect. The prince of darkness with his evil angels is working upon the Christian world, inducing those who profess the name of Christ to stand under the banner of darkness, to make more war with those who keep the commandments of God and have the faith of Jesus. An apostate church will unite with the powers of earth and hell to place upon the foreheads or in the hand the mark of the beast and prevail upon the children of God to worship the beast in his image. They will seek to compel them to renounce their allegiance to the law of God and yield homage to the papacy. Then will come the time which will try men's soul,